We are joined by Robert Wolanski, he of Intentional Grounding, he of Dallas. That's all you have to say. Dallas.
That's very nice.
And the
Donnie.
Christmas extravaganza, the music extravaganza, is happening once again, the 16th time it's been on these airwaves, starting at 9 p.m., going deep into the night, early into Christmas morning, as he pulls out tune after tune that you've probably never heard. And it's always an awesome time, Robert,
what a treat.
Listening to you pull out the Christmas music. And every time I send Wolanski a song, hey, man, have you? Oh, of course I've heard this. Come on now. I can't fool him. He's the man. So good to have you in studio. Thank you so much, man. We're looking forward to tonight, but I'm looking forward to right now because we're going to spend the next couple segments just kind of spinning Christmas tunes and talking Christmas and music and all that good stuff. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm very honored to help you kill a couple of segments on your five-hour show.
No, it's not even about killing segments. I would have you up anytime, anywhere, any place, man. You are the man.
This is one of the few times you and I've been in studio together.
I know. We just haven't had the opportunity to do this.
We talked about doing a music show, the Sampler Planner, bringing that back.
Let's do it. With you, we would rock the house for real. So I want to put this out to you before you shoot down my dreams, because I know you've heard this song before, but I went to Memphis this past weekend and they rock out at their basketball games. It's a really fun experience, man. They go hard when it comes to music. So as we were coming back, early Saturday morning, getting back to Dallas at the airport, heard some Christmas tunes I'd never heard before. And it's kind of weird seeing a guy around 3:45 a.m. Shazamming music at the airport, standing on chairs, trying to make sure my phone is by the speaker so it can catch it. But I heard a couple of songs that I have heard from an artist I've never even heard of. So I wanted to play this for you. Ham, I have one of the chords here. I don't know which one. But this is Rufus Thomas. You heard this one?
Yeah, I love Rufus Thomas.
And you heard this Christmas song, right?
Well, Rufus has a few.
I'll Be Your Santa Baby.
That is a great song.
It's now one of my favorites. And I wanted to play this for you and Master, because I promise you haven't heard
this. I'm out of my realm here.
Yeah.
A couple of OGs.
I played this on one of the first years.
God, yeah. This is so awesome. Dude, when I tell you I was at the airport just yelling this chorus out as sleepy people are telling me to shut up as they're trying to take a little nap before they get, because I downloaded it on my phone and I had it in my ears, and I'll be your Santa. Like, okay, dude, we get it.
Now, is this enough. Like some Dirty Mackin' song? Is this like some, I don't know if Bobby Womack made a Christmas song, but this.
Boy, if Bobby Womack made a Christmas song, it would definitely sound something like this.
I got
no
your mama
doubt.
A toy.
But this one is a absolute banger that first time I heard at the airport, and I absolutely loved it.
I'm going to give you a little trivia.
Okay.
Rufus Thomas' first two singles were on a Dallas label called Star Talent in the 1950s.
Okay. Wow. Did not know that at all. And I am not familiar with Rufus Thomas whatsoever. So just hearing that and kind of discovering, actually, they have an entire album called Christmas in Soulsville that I started listening to, and there are some Christmas songs that are a little slow that kind of, yeah, I wish you'd pick it up a bit. This is by far, Robert, my favorite on that Christmas in Soulsville album.
The whole Stax collection is fantastic.
It is. And just being down there, that's my second time going to Memphis, and I visited Stax Records. I didn't want to leave. I thought I was getting a record deal. I stayed in there so long. I thought I was going to sign something. Like, I just couldn't.
Play a little imaginary bass. Bom, 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 here comes Santa.
I couldn't get out of there. It was so great being around all that history, all that soul music, man. It was incredible.
I have to say, the thing about doing the show over the last 16 years now is the best Christmas music is the soul Christmas music, the funk Christmas music, the hip-hop Christmas music. Like, that's where my natural sort of inclination is. Like, that's usually how I start the show, and it sort of dominates the show over the last few years.
Yeah, because we played the Run DMC, of course, Christmas in Hollis, and I think that's the GOAT when it comes to hip-hop Christmas songs. No matter There have been a few that's been out that's awesome, but I don't think it'll just ever replace Christmas in Hollis as being one of the first ones I ever heard from the hip-hop realm of having a Christmas song that is just, that's fantastic.
Well, it's weird because I don't think their other hip-hop song, the other Run DMC Christmas song, gets enough love. You know the other one?
No, what's that?
Christmas Is. Let me play that for you.
Please do. Hey, player. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was Quad City DJs.
I feel like I've heard this one before, but it's probably been a long time.
I don't think I've ever heard this before.
Really?
I don't think I've heard it.
It's spectacular. It's a pretty, it gives Christmas and Hollis a good run for its money.
This is a My Girl sample in the background? Or?
Yeah.
And what's the name of this one?
Christmas Is.
Christmas Is.
Came out in 92. It was on a very special Christmas volume 2.
Oh, this is new to me, man.
Really?
See, that's why I love listening to your special and everything. You get some of the music that you've never heard of before.
Well, what about this one?
Okay.
Jingle bell rock with hip-hop. Look what we got here. Yeah, I definitely can relate. One heck of a Christmas present for 88 as I flow and let it go. So fresh like Santa. You have to say,
88, master, that's the year I graduated high school. Boys, let's make
some noise. I wasn't born.
I know.
I was an embryo. Yes, not even that.
So that's the Juice Crew. Big Daddy Kane, Roxanne Shanté, MC Shan. Came out in 88.
Roxanne Shanté. What an awful movie they put out about her.
That is correct.
It is. It had the potential to be so good. It is so bad. And that's very disappointing.
I played this a few years ago. It's one of my favorites.
Because she was... When she came out and burst upon the scene, there was no female MC like her. Like, they had female MCs out there, but she was a battle rapper.
That is
right. And she could take you apart. And I thought the story was great as far as her growing up, but what a terrible job they did in that movie. It was so bad.
So you like this?
I do like that.
Now, Christmas in Hollis is the GOAT, right?
Yeah.
So what about this?
Twas the night before Christmas. And all through the
hold
house.
It now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
Yeah, now that's up there.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before.
I'm jingling my bells.
Cause this ain't
jingle them bells. Oh, you're going to hell. Now I'm
the guy. Like this was the first one.
Yeah.
Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just
man, Curtis Blow just doesn't get the love.
Not at all.
His delivery's so good.
Like when I was in high school, God, we all loved him.
I mean, it's all we had, and I think a lot of people now, like seriously, I think a lot of people now will call this so old-sounding and just kind of formulaic with the...
It's aged so well, though.
I think it has also, but I think if you are new in hip-hop and you like the new hip-hop, there's no way anyone will come out sounding like that.
No.
And then they kind of make that sound like it's old, but I love it because you can understand everything he's saying. And
the only reason why it sounds old is because you had like teachers trying, gotta go to school so you can be cool, you know, and just like finding weird ways, gotta eat your vitamins and apples, fruits too, you know.
It's kind of like that Trophy Nissan commercial back in the old school when they kind of had to rap something like that.
Or like when Blondie raps.
Right, right. But no, this is, you're right. It doesn't get the acknowledgement. One time we were at a party, Robert. It was a Halloween party in Dallas. And I think it was the Boo Bash that Spinderella had. And Kid and Play were in the house. So they had a couple of other different hip hop acts that were there. And Grandmaster Flash was there. Like the man.
Yeah.
One of the goats of hip hop. and there was a person there that saw Kid and Play, handed their phone to Grandmaster Flash to take a picture with her and Kid and Play. And he refused. He's like, you're not having that dude take a picture of us. Like, that's Grandmaster Flash.
He should be in the picture.
Right. You should want to take a picture with him. But, you know, I guess you can't blame younger people for not knowing who he is.
We're losing recipes.
That's when the DJ was the man.
Right.
The first named in the crew. And Grandmaster Flash was the man. But, yeah, no, Curtis Blow doesn't get the love. Right. I will admit
that. Have you heard this one?
Open up your door. I'm Santa Claus, and guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a big bag, now guess what's in it? Something for the rich, something for the poor. So Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho.
I've never heard this.
So that's Kool Moe Dee.
Okay. Oh.
That's the Treacherous Three. This is Santa's Rap off the Beat Street soundtrack.
Oh, I didn't know this was on Beat Street. Holy crap.
Now, see, this one sound old.
84. This is 40 years old.
This is like when they try to make raps on Family Guy. This is the same flow they use.
I mean, it is.
All right.
I played the clean version, I believe.
Nice.
All right, Ham, you can pull that down.
All right, it's 12:11. It is lunchtime with the Invasion. It's Masters Donovan. Robert Wolanski is in with us. He has his Christmas music extravaganza coming up tonight at 9 p.m. And we're kind of sampling a little bit of some of the music. There's another song that I know Robert has heard of, but I'm going to play it anyway because I heard it again in the airport in Memphis, and I thought it was awesome.
I'm going to play you my favorite Christmas song.
Love it.
I played it a million times. I'm not going to play it this year, but I do want to play it because it's the best.
All right, we'll do that next. Here, Ticket.
I mean, that's why I started doing the show. Chad asked me. I was already doing the music show anyway. Show 2 was the late night Saturday music show. Started that like 20-some-odd years ago. Never forget the first time we started playing music on a Saturday night. Guy called up immediately. Why am I listening to music on a sports call station? Got there for like an hour. Then it caught on. But we were at some Christmas party. I think it was at Gordon's. And Kat said, I heard you collect Christmas music, which is weird for a Jewish guy. I said, well, I started out because I was a big fan of Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas. And I started collecting versions of Christmas Time Is Here. And then I just sort of branched out and tried to figure out there was good Christmas music being made, just nobody was playing.
Right.
So the idea was come up Christmas Eve, let's play some Christmas music.
And you've been doing it now for 16 years. It is tonight, Robert Wolanski's Christmas Music Extravaganza, 9 p.m., late into the night. Man, thank you so much for coming up and sharing some
amazing,
of the tunes
man.
With us.
Thank you.
I'm honored, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. Very nice to meet you, Matt.
Nice to meet you as well.
That tonight and listen tonight as you spin the Christmas music into the night.
So it's Christmas 9 to midnight.
Yep.
And then after midnight, it's anything goes.
Oh, okay.
So the show sometimes goes till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Right.
And I'm going to play songs by artists who, you know, passed away this year, some of my favorite stuff that came out this year, just stuff I like.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is tonight right here on The Ticket. It is lunchtime with The Invasion. It's Donovan and Master coming up next. We'll check in with Calvin Watkins, the beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, and talk about those Cowboys. Next, here, Ticket.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Same to you.
Happy holidays, baby. You may
say. Santa Claus, what's up with you? If you can, as I need a real good man. My mistletoe. All
right, here's another.
Don't worry, because my Christmas list is going to look something like this. I want $1,200. 10 fingernails. Free rent. And a man with a lot of money. Oh, baby. There we go. Man, that
That song goes hard. That's one of my favorites. That always gets played at the house during Christmas time.
I think the reason I haven't played it is because it's like 25 minutes long.
It's a long one.
It is a very long
one. It is a long one.
But to your point, Master, I think one of the interesting things about doing the show over the last 16 years is some of the best Christmas songs don't sound like Christmas songs. They don't have the jingle bells. They don't have that sort of familiar melody you might put with Christmas songs.
Like the bells on my sweater?
Yeah. Like my favorite example of that is Outkast's Player's Ball.
Yeah.
Which took me the longest to realize, oh, there's bells jangling just like a sweater in the background. and it's an iconic song that you can listen to 12 months out of the year, but then you start to realize what the original version was, and you're like, oh, this actually is a Christmas song. That's great.
So I'm going to play you my favorite Christmas song.
Please do.
So that, because it is that point. It doesn't sound like a Christmas song, but it is the most Christmas song. It does start at Christmas.
That's pretty cool. Who is this?
The Soul Duo.
The Soul Duo.
Just a Sad Christmas.
Have you looking up Pine Needle Candles while the song's going on?
I love this song.
It's an amazing
song. When I found
song.
It a couple years ago, I just played it over and over and over.
Now, Master and I were talking before you got here about, you know, some of the ghosts, because we did play Christmas and Hollis as one of the return cuts.
I heard it.
And I said that, man, I really think when you talk about GOAT Christmas songs, like this is your favorite. My favorite growing up was always Donny Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas.
Classic.
I think it's just classic.
It's been covered a million times, and nobody's done it better.
Never as good.
Nobody's
one is
done
close.
Do you and have it?
Yeah, do I have it? Of course. And it's weird because normally I don't think I would say anything about any one of her songs as a popular artist. But I've never gravitated to it until this stinking version of, I'm about to take, all right, there you go. See, that's what I was going to do. That, transfer that right here, put that right there, and put that right there. There you go. So this is the version that I think competes. I still think Donny Hathaway is number one, but man, I think this one is pretty dang good.
Macy Gray?
Macy Gray.
So I have Macy Gray on the show this year for
do
the
you
first
really?
Time,
okay.
Not this.
Okay.
But it's an original song
I
that
think
I have
this one
year.
Is awesome.
Macy Gray is criminally underrated.
Yeah. Again, I wouldn't just gravitate towards her in any other song. Like, I know, you know, she's unusual.
I loved her first record. I loved her first record.
This version hits me in the feels.
It's her voice,
just
man.
Like Donny
Hathaway.
It's a good
Hathaway. Christmas,
yeah.
Gentle, soft voice.
It's like Christmas in an ashtray.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
That's the greatest Christmas.
I like it a lot.
It is. Something about it, man. I love this. And when I found out she did this cover of it, I went, holy crap.
Yeah, it's good.
And now again, it's in the rotation. Even if it's not Christmas time, if it pops up, I'm turning this sucker up.
Yeah, like another song like that is Someday at Christmas. Which I don't
Stevie?
I like it. I like Stevie.
Yeah.
It's a great song. I've never played it because I try to stare away from the more familiar stuff. But
right.
This year I have a version of Someday at Christmas, which is a very unexpected version of it.
Oh, really?
Like this year I have a version of Last Christmas, which I do not love Last Christmas, but I'll play it this year.
Yeah. This one was played at my house probably the most. That Donny Hathaway's and this one.
Yeah. This
was probably played
this is
the
one
most.
Of the greats.
Yes.
And I don't like to play covers of great songs. And this has been played so many times, I don't need to play it on the Christmas show. Because the idea of it is this is Christmas music you haven't heard before.
Right, right.
But I have a version of it that's very... It's very white, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
I want to give
I
you
think
this
it's Swedish,
one.
Actually.
I want to give you this Abba? One because this
No,
one,
the one I'm going to play in tonight.
This one was the one of the ones I heard in Memphis at the airport. And it's by Albert King.
Love Albert King. One of the three kings.
One of the three kings. And this one is Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'.
Oh. Played this on the first year of the show.
First one?
Yep.
Dude. This song is pretty awesome. Now, did you play this one? Did you play the Mac Rice version of it also?
I played both versions.
Okay.
Mama in the kitchen cooking, and the children upstairs asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight cream call. Santa Claus wants some loving. Yeah, now. Santa Claus wants some loving.
What's going on in Memphis at the airport?
I know it's
pretty over there.
Real pretty.
Hell, very horny.
I ain't had no loving in this worrying me, cause Santa Claus wants some loving. Do you hear me? Santa Claus wants some loving. I'm trying to fix this old bicycle. I can't seem to find my plows. I'm halfway watching mama before she gets that sleep in her eyes. Santa Claus wants some loving.
At the airport in Memphis, they are blasting this. And it's
ain't nobody bad nah. That's my jam.
Yeah. So this pairs well with that.
Okay.
This is Freddie King.
Come on and sing and cheer. Yeah, bells all around me, all around me. Yes,
I'm telling you, R&B and
so
funk
good.
Has the best Christmas songs. Yes,
and it just lets you know that the traditional so songs that you hear year after year after year, you have not even scratched the surface of what Christmas music in any genre that you want. And even if you thought you've heard the more traditional ones, even rock, country music, all that. There are so many artists out there putting so many different versions of Christmas
Absolutely.
Songs out there that you can spend days exploring everything out there, man. It's really cool because, yeah, that's some of the songs that even some of the hip-hop songs, older ones you play today. I was like, I've never heard of that. And it just lets you know that everyone kind of gets into it when it comes around this time of year. And if you can go into that deep dive, fall into that rabbit hole, you will be down there for a long ass time.
And awesome. There's great new stuff. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings put out one of the best Christmas records in the last 15 years.
See, that's what I was going to ask. Like, I don't know if do artists still...
Yeah, here you go. Here's one. Because
I don't know last time
this
I was like, oh, this person came out with that Christmas album. I got to check
right,
this out.
Right.
So many great ones already.
This is 2015. The late, great Sharon Jones. That's why I started doing the show. Cat asked me, I was already doing the music show anyway. Go To was late night Saturday music show. Started that like 20 some odd years ago. Never forget the first time we started playing music on a Saturday night. Guy called up immediately. Why am I listening to music on a sports call station? Got there for like an hour. Then it caught on. But we were at some Christmas party. I think it was at Gordon's. And Cat said, I heard you collect Christmas music. Which is weird for a Jewish guy. I said, well, I started out because I was a big fan of Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas. and I started collecting versions of Christmas Time Is Here. And then I just sort of branched out and tried to figure out there was good Christmas music being made, just nobody was playing.
Right.
So the idea was come up Christmas Eve, let's play some Christmas music.
And you've been doing it now for 16 years. It is tonight, Robert Wolanski's Christmas Music Extravaganza, 9 p.m., late into the night. Man, thank you so much for coming up and sharing some
amazing,
of the tunes with us.
Thank you.
I'm honored, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. Very nice to meet you, Master.
Nice to meet you as well.
Dig into that tonight and listen tonight as you spin the Christmas music into the night.
So it's Christmas 9 to midnight.
Yep.
And then after midnight, it's anything goes.
Oh, okay.
So the show sometimes goes till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Right.
And I'm going to play songs by artists who, you know, passed away this year, some of my favorite stuff that came out this year, just stuff I like.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is tonight right here on The Ticket. It is Lunchtime with The Invasion. It's Donovan and Master coming up next. We'll check in with Calvin Watkins, the beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, and talk about those Cowboys. Next, here, Ticket.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Same to you.
Happy holidays, baby.